Well, let's turn now to the coronavirus pandemic, which has put millions out of work and made many food insecure. In rural parts of the country, getting food boxes to hungry families is not easy, as Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio reports.
The sun is rising over the Chihuahuan Desert. Dust and sediment, winding roads lead through Precambrian features to Presidio, a speck of a town on the U.S.-Mexico border. Before the sun rose, long before it, cars began lining up in this gravel and dirt parking lot set between the town fire station and its baseball fields.
Yeah, they show up about 3 a.m.
Giovanni Del Bosque works for the West Texas Food Bank.
On how many households, how many names they get approved for, I brought these little markers. You just write it on the windshield.
At 7 a.m., 200 cars sit in the quickly warming air. The drivers have sleep on their faces. They wait for Del Bosque to walk her team through the check-in process for this drive-through food distribution. Mass food distributions have become commonplace across Texas and the nation, but there's nothing commonplace about trying to feed increasingly needy families across West Texas's 19 counties, a region roughly the size of Maine.
Some of the local pantries have shut down, so they're referring them over to here, so we're preparing for 650 this month.
600 in a town of just over 4,000. And that's just one of more than a dozen events they do across West Texas. The line moves quickly. The National Guards lent them people to help, and the young men and a woman swiftly pack potatoes, oranges, along with frozen taco meat and a box of non-perishables into each vehicle. It's about 60 pounds of food.
You know, it's not going to last them the whole entire month, but it's going to get them, you know, 7 to 10 days worth of food.
West Texas Food Bank's Kelly Durden says now more than ever they're needed here. The two food pantries in the area are both closed, one because staff were infected with COVID. There's just one grocery store in 60 miles. And Presidio is hurting economically as jobs and oil and construction dry up. A couple dozen people are here for the first time, like Jose Guevara, who drove a truck for more than a decade. He hasn't worked since March. He says there should be more of these food distributions. They only do this once a month.
He said absolutely, especially for the food.
¿Cuántos tiene en su hogar?
Tres.
He's got three people in his home.
Presidio has high unemployment, so even without COVID, they would be needed here. Nancy Garcia is pretty indicative of their clientele. She's in her 40s and was on food stamps, but those ran out.
It's been like 5 months that I haven't gotten nothing, so this is very helpful. My fridge is empty, my cabinets are empty, everything is empty.
She has three adult sons, but they too struggle to find work.
This town is short of jobs, you know, it's hardly no jobs here. Nobody hardly hires nobody, you know.
By 10 a.m., they've already moved through most of the cars. Bobby Vandenberg drives a 60-foot trailer here, 5 hours one way every month, to deliver food. He says the speed is thanks to the National Guard support.
They give us more opportunity to be out focusing more on deliveries than anything else. Because even our deliveries have increased, too.
The Guard's set to leave in a couple of weeks. As Vandenberg locks his trailer up to leave, stragglers continue to drive up. They end up feeding more than 400 families today. To Vandenberg, it's clear they are needed here.
I mean, how many people do you know will come at 2 o'clock in the morning for a box of food, a bag of produce? Not a lot of people would do that.
For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.